This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to talk to Pittsburgh Post-Gazette sports columnist and evening host on our station, Jason Mackey, a.k.a. Mr. Golden Sun. Malzi, have Lennox or Ace learned that song yet?
Oh, Mr. Sun, Mr.
Oh,
Golden
Mr.
Sun.
Oh, Mr. Sun, Mr. Golden Sun. That's Jason Mackey. What a ray of sunshine on the Buccos. 85 wins, says Jason Mackey, even though Jared Jones won't pitch until the 4th of July. He's got Spencer Horwitz hitting 25 bombs and Tommy Pham hitting 330. Oh, Mr. Sun, Mr. Golden Sun. Read Jason Mackey on PG.com. Hello, Jason.
You are so full of crap, you know that?
Did you say 85 wins? Did you say 85?
I said 84. I said 84.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I take it all back.
Hang on. Let's throw a little math together, Andrew. I was on the Sunday Sport Showdown with you, and you said they would go over 500.
No, I changed my mind.
Which puts them at 82
wins.
Changed
your mind from over 500 to 20 games under?
I said yes.
How do
really?
You figure that?
Because I, unlike you guys, went in depth. I was down there.
Why did you say on the Sports Showdown after going down there that you...
It was before I was down there.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh. So what changed after you went in depth?
You go in depth, you learn more. That's the whole point of going in depth.
Yeah, what was the most in-depth thing you learned?
I went very in-depth.
You didn't answer my question. What's the most in-depth thing you learned that made you feel so much more negative?
Very concerned about lineup. Extremely concerned.
Wow, you needed to go down there to find that
yes.
out. What, do you yep. have your magnifying glass out? Do you have the forensic investigation
yes.
kit out with you?
Also, I came to the conclusion starting pitching staff overrated.
Jason, feel free to jump in okay. any time here. I'm just feeling charitable and trying
Where
to.
Where are you right now, Jason?
Trying to help you here.
I'm on the field. I'm actually in the Pirates dugout at the moment. See, I'm actually down here, Andrew. I should go look under things and see if there's a concern over lineup. I don't see
well,
it at the moment.
They've got Tommy Pham hitting leadoff, and his OPS last year was worse than Connor Joe and Rowdy Tellez, so maybe they should.
It's going to change. It'll change tomorrow. It'll change on Saturday. It'll change on Sunday. We know nothing is permanent with the Pirates lineup.
Hold on a second. You don't think Tommy Pham is their everyday left fielder? You think this is like a temporary thing?
Yeah, I think they're going to platoon him.
With
I think
who?
He's going to platoon with Jack Suwinski.
So why isn't Suwinski in the lineup right now? It's a righty on the mound. You should play the lefty against a righty, no?
No, I get that. It surprised me a little bit, too, but I think it's a veteran. You're paying him $4 million.
Oh, my God. If that's why they're doing it, then you should fire the manager right now. A veteran tip of the cap. Are you kidding me? against the Cy Young Award winner. We're giving veteran tips of the cap already. Screw that, man. Seriously. Screw that. I'm not kidding. That's one of the, if that's true, that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my entire life. This Tommy
And he works with me, Jason, so think about that.
This, we're not talking about giving Andrew McCutchen a ceremonial opening day start. You're doing it for Tommy Pham. He's been here for 5 minutes.
I mean, I can't come up with another reason why you wouldn't platoon him. I mean, you got a righty on the mound. I'd put the lefty in the lineup. I understand where you're coming from, but I mean, he's a veteran. He's been around. He's on a $4 million a year contract. I think they're giving him the benefit of the doubt. It's a 162 game season.
Jason,
I don't know,
you know
if we
what's sad about all that.
Like that, but so be it.
Jason, what's sad is if it were 1993 and a guy was on a $4 million a year contract, I would understand saying we paid him all this money. We've got to make sure we try to get the most out of investment. What is the average major leaguer salary right now? It's got to be in the twos or threes.
It's around that. You know, it's not a – yeah, I mean, for most other teams, that's not an exorbitant cost. I mean, it's all, I don't know where he ranks on the Pirates in terms of highest-paid players, but, you know, it's closer to the top than the bottom. No. That's for sure. I just felt my phone buzz. I'm sure Andrew just tweeted something.
No, I didn't yet.
Am I right?
I'll get to that. No, I haven't, but I just got to figure out the best way to word it. All right, so give me another reason why you think they're going to win 84 games. Actually, you haven't given me a good one yet, so we'll start. Why do you think they're going to win 84?
I don't think the pitching staff is overrated, Andrew. I think it's actually going to be pretty good. I think the bullpen is much better. I think they had the fourth worst ERA in baseball last year. I think it's a much better group than that.
I agree
with that. I think there's actually a way to get a little bit more offense. This group is not that far away from being a middle of the road offense. It can be 17th.
What do they need to have? Yeah. What do they need to have happen to become a middle of the road offense, in your opinion?
Keep Brian Hayes stay healthy.
I could also try to climb Everest myself without oxygen, but that is about the same chance of happening as Key Brian staying healthy.
I know. O'Neill Cruz was about a 3-WAR player last year. I could see that number going up. I really could.
So could I.
A full season of Joey Bart. That's about it.
Give me the good starting pitchers they have right now who are on the team, not in the minor leagues. Give me good starting pitchers on the roster right now. Skeens, amazing. Who else?
I think Heaney's going to be better than he was in spring. Okay. I think Mitch Keller is a good starting pitcher. I think you're going to see young guys come up here and contribute. I don't think it's going to be terribly long before Bubba's up here. I don't think it's going to be terribly long before Thomas Harrington is up here.
I'm not saying
95 wins. I'm saying that I think one interesting thing I found about their offense, guys, their runs, like if you give them, I think they needed like 40 or something more runs, something like that, a run and a half more per week, they would have ranked 16th in runs scored last year. It's not that much. If you can get health, if you can get Jack Sawinski to give them a little bit more, some collective offense, a full season of Joey Bart, like I said, O'Neill Cruz.
Right, but that's like when guys used to say in the day, if I get one more hit a week, I'd go from a 250 hitter to a 300 hitter. It ain't that easy, Jason. You played baseball at a high level.
I don't know if I'd call it a high level, but yeah, a higher level. I understand that.
Do you think David Bednar will be good?
Offense. I'm not sure. I don't know if he's going to close today. I asked Derek Shelton about that before the game. I found that interesting.
Pony almost swore.
Where was that text to me 10 minutes ago before Bucko Auction House?
I just
picked him to get 10 saves this year, Jason.
I'm not sure that's going to happen.
I don't know. I asked him who's going to close games tonight, and he said, I have a better idea of that than you. I guess we'll all find out in a little bit.
Oh, that's reassuring.
That doesn't sound like Bednar. If it's Bednar, doesn't he? I think he just comes out and says it's David Bednar.
I know, he just says Bednar. I agree with you.
Jason, is Henry Davis going to do anything significant for the Major League club this year?
I worry. I worry about that. I don't know what his pathway is to playing time, Chris. I mean, I think Joey Bart's pretty good behind the plate. I'm going to play him more games than not. I wouldn't put him in right field.
In a perfect world, he would start raking to such an overwhelming degree that you would just say screw it and make him your DH.
What do you do with McCutchen?
Okay, tough. Sorry. But he's making $5 million a year, so my God, I'm surprised he's not playing two positions at once.
Chris, I wonder if he starts raking in AAA if they don't try to explore a trade just because there's not a pathway. I don't know that. I'm not saying that based on like somebody's told me that.
Can I tweet that?
I don't see a clear path. No. I mean, you can do it your Twitter account. You can do whatever you want. Just I ask that you provide full context of what I'm saying. That's all.
Oh, you're right. Saying because Twitter is such a great context website. It's just so good for context.
I think that's a fair request.
They give us so many characters that I just need to say, the full context of every single thing that gets put out there. Because no one at the Post-Gazette has ever put a quote out there, and, you know, there's never been any issue with context there with your guys. My bad. I apologize.
Wow. Very, I apologize. Very chippy today.
Fired.
Am I
very
wrong?
Very chippy.
Am I wrong about that?
No. Okay. You're right. I get it.
You know who
it.
Always includes context, and they're reporting Cody Duncan.
What have you guys been eating or drinking this afternoon?
Cody Duncan made a very bad error a couple days ago. He earned
logging on to Twitter.
Yeah, very good. He earned the as you probably know, Jason, Pony infuriates people by tweeting the things he tweets, and then he never responds to anybody. Cody was the unlucky recipient of this year's Pony clapback in 2025, and it was a vicious one.
And he got dunked on harder than Shaq on Sean Bradley.
It was like when Vince Carter went over that French guy in the Olympics and just basically ended his career.
Jason, enjoy Miami. We'll talk to you when we get back. Maybe we can finally go out to dinner together because you owe me one. Goodbye.
The offer's on the table. Later, guys. Go.